We were in the middle of Teresh Pei. A 1 minute introduction and I will continue where we left off. Rabbi Nizam on this Torah is talking about a person who finds themselves having to come before Dayonim for a din Torah in business. Rabbi Nizam said you should know that this is a punishment because the person neglected to associate everything they were doing in business with the Torah. Rabbi Nizam shows how everything a person does in Masa Matan is supposed to be mekusher to the Torah. Person supposed to be able to find the Torah in everything they're doing in Masa Matan, and a person who doesn't, as a penalty, Menashemayim, they punish him that he's forced to bring his business to the Torah. He's forced to present himself before a din Torah, before a judgment, and in the judgment he's forced to bring up as evidence everything related to his business, and in that manner he's taking his whole business and bringing it to the din Torah. And Rabbi Nizal said that according to what degree the person was pigim in, that's what determines whether the person actually wins the din Torah or loses the din Torah, or to what extent, etc., etc. This is where we had left off. This was the first paragraph in Torah Resh Pei. Now we're up to the second paragraph. And here Rabbi Nizal is going to get a little bit deep because he's basing this part of the Torah on a paragraph in the Kisvi Arizal. And this paragraph is brought, it's referenced in a few places in Likutei Moran, where the Arizal basically, in the simplest terms, we mentioned many, many times that there are Dalad Olamos. There are four Olamos, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And we picture each one of these Olamos as being a Kaima Shlema, a complete unit of Adam HaElyon Kaviyachel, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Is Adam the Yetzirah, Is Adam the Briah. There are Kaviyachel, these images, these blocks of 10 spheroids in each one of the Olamos, and different items, for example, during the weekdays, each one of these Olamos is below one level. On Shabbos Kodesh, Kaviyachel, the Kiddush of Shabbos restores the Olamos down. Now, the Arizal in his Sfarim many times makes reference to the concept of the Aliyas HaOlamos, which means basically, we mentioned many, many times that the Klipos can only have an Achiza on the Raglayim. The Pasuk says, Ragleho Yordos Moves. Ragleho Yordos Moves. The feet of the Kedusha, Kaviyachol, go into the hands of the Klipos. What does that mean? That means within a unit of Spheros, if we talk about Chochmah through Malchus or Keseh through Malchus, basically, usually, the only Sphera that the Klipos have an Achiza on is the Malchus, or at best, Netzach Hoyed Yisoid Malchus, which is looked at as one unit. If we speak in terms of the Dalad Olamos, the four Olamos, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, as they correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, K, Vav, K, respectively. Here also, we would say that the only world in which the Klipos have a major Achiza in is the Olam Ho'asiya, which corresponds to the Malchus. Now, the Arizal says that a person through... Now, we know that many, many times, the Shina, for example, at night, the Zohar HaKadosh uses this terminology, that at night, the Shechina Kaviyachol goes down into the Mokoyim HaKlipos to be Mevarer Nitzutzos from them, to pick out sparks of Kedusha that are currently in the possession of the Klipos of the Tumah. The Shechina actually goes into the Tumah to pull out from there whatever Nitzutzos can be rescued. How? Via the Avodah of Bnei Yisrael. That's what gives the Shechina the power that it needs to be able to rescue these Klipos. So now when we say that the Shechina goes down, which Sphera usually do we attribute to the Shechina? Malchus. Malchus is the Shechina. So Kaviyachol, there is this concept where sometimes due to a problem or due to an Avera or due to a crime, the Shechina is forced to fall down into the hands of the Klipos Chas V'Shalom, and that's a catastrophe. Sometimes this is initiated on purpose, that the Shechina on purpose goes down into the Mokoyim HaKlipos to be of the Shechina going into the Klipos, the Malchus going into the Klipos. Which Malchus? Usually the Malchus of Asiya, the Malchus of the Olam HaAsiya going into the hands of the Klipos. The Arizal says, for example, the distinct function of our saying Keteris in the morning every single day, the chapter of Keteris, which is within the framework of the Olam Ha'asiya, because we mentioned many, many times that the tefillah is divided up into four portions corresponding to the Dalar Olamos, up to Haidu, or up to Baruch Shomar, corresponds to the Olam Ha'asiya. Psukei Dezimra is Yetzira. From Baruch Hu till Shemayin Esrei is Bria, Shemayin Esrei itself is Atzilus. Within Asiya, the Avoida of the Ktiris, the function of Amiras Ktiris is to be Male, the Malchus of Asiya, Mibein HaKlipois. To lift up the Malchus of Asiya, which is found within the Klipois, to lift it up from there to be able to give the Shekhinah the boost that it needs to crawl out of its place, Mibein HaKlipois, and go back up, restore it to within its Kedusha. So if we picture the 10 Sphirois starting from on top of the table here, 10 levels up, Kaviyochel physically, the lowest level at times goes under the table to do some work there, and via certain avodas that we do, we restore that level back up to its original position, sometimes taking with it nitzutzos of kedusha that were there, that were stuck on bottom, that couldn't come out unless the Shekhinah or the Malchus had gone down there to take them out. This happens to be the Ktiris. We mentioned that's why the Ktiris has 11 samamonim. This number 11 alone tells us this concept of going down to the 11th level, to the Chelbana, within the Klipois, and being Mavarer a Kedusha from there. That's the function of the Ktiris. The Arizal says that usually, in order for this to be able to take place, Asiya decides on its own, or Chas V'Shalom through the sins of Bnei Yisrael, it falls into the hands of the Klipois. In order to restore it back up to its original position, you need some action to take place on a level above. Just like Kaviyochel, Lahavdol, when a person wants to breathe, what causes an intake of air into the respiratory system? Those who learned biology, the diaphragm goes down. The diaphragm, which is on bottom of the lungs, goes down. It creates a vacuum over here. The laws of physics tell us that when there's a higher concentration of air outside the body than inside the, outside of something than inside the item, that forces air automatically to flow into the place where it's less concentrated. That's what causes the natural intake of air into the body. The diaphragm goes down, a vacuum is created, there's a suction created. The body normally reacts by drawing in air. How does the air go out? The diaphragm pops up, it pushes the air out. Kaviyochel lahavdol, you have a similar concept here. In order for the Malchus of Asiya, which is now Mibein HaKlipois, it's not where it's supposed to be, it's somewhere down in the basement, to get back up, you have to, in order to affect that, you have to cause the Meichin of Asiya, the Chochma Bina Das of Asiya, to go up a level. They have to bounce up a level and go into the Olam HaYitzira, and when they do that, that creates the vacuum needed to force, to give this Malchus, that's Mibein HaKlipois, the energy that it needs, to shoot back up to its original status of being within the 10 spheres of Asiya. How do you affect it? The Meichin of Asiya have to go outside their boundary. They have to go into Yetzirah. Where in Yetzirah? Obviously, they start from the bottom. The Meichin of Asiya flip into the bottom of Yetzirah. That generates the vacuum needed to suck up the Malchus of Asiya from Mibein HaKlipois, where it happened to be stuck, to get it restored to within the realm of the Olam Ha'asiya. Aydakasha, well then what did we accomplish? It went down and came back up. Each time it comes back up, it grabs up with it Nitzutzos of Kedusha. This is the introduction. Now we go into this paragraph. Pay attention, everything will be very easy. You know where we're up to? You have a class? Page 270.
I have a different version.
Torah Resh Pei.
Resh
Pei. This paragraph down. Okay. Rabbi Nizal says, Gam tzorich so here, so far, we spoke about Torah in the Maso Matan. That was the first chapter here, talking about how important it is to connect the Maso Matan to Torah, and if you don't, your einish is that they force you to bring your Maso Matan to the Torah. How? To a din Torah. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Gam tzorich emuna b'hamaso matin. A person also needs emuna in business. Dahainu sheyiso v'yitein b'emuna. The person should do all his transactions with emuna. V'yihye hadibur dibur emes. These two items always go together. These are train rei in the lamest parshin. The pasuk says, we say in davening in the morning, emes v'emuna chayk v'lo yaver. This is a fact, a rule. These two are inseparable. Without emes, the emunah is not called emunah. If a person has faith in a tree, you don't call that emunah. The term emunah, when we give it any aspect of respect, is only when the emunah is associated with emes. And emes only has a value when it's based on an emunah. Person says he's an honest person because by nature he's honest, and it's the principles. Emes only has something to stand on when it's associated with emunah, and emunah only has something to stand on when it's associated with emes. So Rabbi Nizal says here a person has to do maso matan be emunah, which implies that his dibur should be emes, that when he says something, he shouldn't lie in business. As the Gemara says, that one of the questions that they ask Yid when he comes before the Bezin Shamala is, Nososo v'nosato be'emuna. Did you do business be'emuna? It doesn't say with Torah or with Tefillah or with Mitzah. It says be'emuna. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki maso matan hu bechinas sheminasin umeirimim hadovar. Note the term, the Hebrew word that's used for business is called masa umatan. Masa means to lift up. To carry nosoi es reish b'nei Yisrael means elevate, lift up, heighten. Rabbi Nizal says, ki maso matan hu bechinas sheminasin umeirimim hadovar. We lift up and we elevate a certain item. V'noisnin umeishiv enoisei l'mekaymoi. Maso, lift it up, umaton, and give it, place it where it belongs. Lift it up from the place where it fell into, where it doesn't belong. Matan, place it where it does belong. Rabbi Nizal explains now, Kiyesh kedushais nefulais. There are kedushais which have fallen. Hainu bechinais nitzutzais shenaflu, which is a concept of sparks of kedusha which have fallen into the possession of the klipais. Vaydei masu matan, and through a Jew going out to do business for panosa, menasin umeirimin oisan. He's zeichet to elevate and place these nitzutzais, restore them to where they belong. V'naisin oisan l'mekaymam, and he places them where they belong. V'zeh bechinais masu umatan kanal. This is why Rabbi Nizal has just explained a difficult kasha. People learn this Gemara in Shabbos. The Hebrew terminology that's used for business is called maso matan. Why? Carry and give? Yeah, what does that have to do with business? That doesn't really sound... Here Rabbi Nizal explains masa means to lift up. That a Jew going out and working in parnosa, his function is twofold. To take something that's in the basement and lift it up to the ground floor, and lift it up and place it in its position, in its proper position within the ground floor. Rabbi Nizal further explains, Ve'ikar birur hanitzutzais menaklipois hu'al yidei emuna. We know that the main birur means to pick out, this main vein out of there, being mevareth them and restoring them to their original kedusha, hu'al yidei emuna, is done through emuna. Ki derech ha'emuna lishkoin tamid eitzel elu hakedushais hanafulois. Because you need something in order to be misakein these nitzutzais that are within the hands of the klipois. You need an oyer that's capable of going to this place, Mibena Klipois. You need a type of personality, a type of kedusha, which can normally associate with this type of tumah. What kedusha has on it a label, which the Torah tells us that this kedusha generally is associated with these mitzutzes that have fallen into the hands of the Klipois? That's emuna. Bebechinois, as the pasuk says, Zois Yerushalayim, Besoich Hagoyim Samtiho, Usevivoiseho Arotzois. Yecheskel HaNavi says, this is Yerushalayim. Hashem says, this is Yerushalayim. I have placed it among the Goyim, Usevivoiseho, and it is surrounded with Arotzois, the lands of the Goyim. So Yerushalayim symbolizes this Kedusha that finds itself on a normal basis, surrounded by Klipois. Note the pasuk. Soviv Rishoim Yishalochun, this concept of the klipa, which is Soiveves Haperi. Rabbi Nizal says, Yerushalayim hi kirya ne'emono. What does Yerushalayim represent? Emuna. Yerushalayim is called throughout the Torah kirya ne'emono. Bechinas emuna. Hi shoychenes b'soich ha'goyim. And its normal resting places among the goyim. Usivivoseo arotzois. Kihi beinehem tomid kanal. This kiddusha of emuna is normally to be found mibein haklipois. It's the malchus, it's the lowest item, which is has the easiest access to this place of mibein haklipois, where these nitzutzais are to be found. V'alkein elu hanitzutzais shenaflu, therefore these sparks of kiddusha that have fallen, heim nidbokim v'nechozen sevivois v'emuna, they become attached and grab onto surrounding the emuna. And the emuna is what lifts up these nitzutzais from their place in this mud pie, mibein haklipais, lifts them up and restores them within the boundaries of kedusha. The alkein tzarech la'aseis maso matan be'emuna. Rabbeinu Zal says this is why it's so important to do business with emuna. Shalidei ho'emuna malin ha'nitzutzais kanal. It's only through emuna. It's only through the emuna within business that a person succeeds in lifting up these nitzutzais. Sheze ikar b'chinas masu matnu laharos ha-nitzutzais kanal. This is the main function of a Jew going out to do business. It's not to make a living. It's not to get up on the career ladder. That's all baloney. That's all hevel. The main function is the tikkun of these nitzutzais of kedusha, which cannot achieve their tikkun by a person sitting in a base medrash. It requires a group of people getting involved in the business world, going out and doing parnosa. And this is the bechino of what the Arizal says. Ah, I forgot to mention something. Now, in that whole introduction, within Kiddusha, for example, within the spheros, within the sphere of Chachma or Bina or Netzach, any sphere you want to talk about, it's composed of two parts, a pnimius and a chitzonius, an inner part and an outer part. The inner part is the more chashuv part, the chitzonius is the less chashuv part. Generally, whenever we talk about a sphere going up in the hierarchy, going up on the ladder, usually it's only the pnimius of that sphere that goes up. In other words, what happens is it happens as a two-step move. For example, the pnimius of Chachma, of Asiya, goes up and becomes the chitzainius to the chitzainius of the Malchus of Yetzira. As a result, there's a vacuum created. Somebody has to fill that place in the pnimius of Chachma that was vacated. The chitzainius of Chachma becomes pnimius, and everything bumps up the ladder in that way. So usually you have to be aware of this concept, that when we talk about a sphere going up, or the kedusha within a sphere going up, usually the Arizal uses the term that the pnimius of Chachma Bina Das of Asiya go up and become the chitzainius to the original chitzainius of what was the Malchus of Yetzira. And as a result, everything gets bumped up. Rabbeinu Zal says, this is what the Arizal means when he says pnimius chokhma bina das da asiyo she'ila el hayitzira, that there's a two-step move. Step one, the pnimius of. Now usually the Arizal speaks about these aliyas happening in sections. Adam Ha'elyon is split up into three sections. Chokhma bina das is section one. Chesed Gvura Tiferes is section two. Netzach Hoyd Yisoid Malchus is section three. And there are reasons, there are very, very, very important reasons as to why this is sectionalized. You'll find throughout the mitzvahs of the Torah, Avelis, Hilchas Avelis, Rachmona Litzlan. There's 3 days, the first 3 days have a special set of halachos, and the last 4 days, Avelis, is usually Shiva, 7 days of Avelis. The Shiva is split up into two units. The first 3 days have more strict halachos and certain halachos that pertain only to them. The last 4 days are unique. The tefillin, the kiddusha, the tefillin, a shin shel gimel roshim, a shin shel dalad roshim. And you find this many, many things, this significance of this split in the seven lower spheres between three and four. And also the upper she'ilo el hayitzira. The Arizal says that the pnimius of this group, Chachma Bina Das of Asiya, go up to the level of Yitzira. They go up and become a chitzain to what was the chitzainius of the Yitzira, of the lowest levels of Yitzira. As a result, what happens? O Malchus de Asiya Oila min haklipos. The Malchus of Asiya, which was till now in the possession of the klipos, is given the strength. There was a vacuum created that sucks up the Malchus of Asiya and restores it back to its position within the boundary of Kiddusha. Rabbeinu Zal explains now, Yetzira hi bechinas vav. The Olam HaYetzira corresponds to the vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Atzilus Bria Yetzira Asiya. Vav is always Yetzira. You should know this as a rule. The Arizal brings the pasuk we say on Shabbos in the morning, Chayne Malach Hashem Soviv Lireo. The Arizal brings that pasuk referring to the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Tzitzis is Tikkun Abris, which is the Vav. Malach, Malochim are the Olam HaYetzira. Chayne Malach Hashem Soviv, the Arizal says that's the Bechina of Tzitzis, which corresponds to this Olam HaYetzira, the Tzitzis which surround a person. A person is surrounded with the Tzitzis. It's a beged, a levush that surrounds him. So we see that Yetzira is the Bechina of Vav. Shehi Bechinas HaTorah, which corresponds to the Torah. Remember, we said that Tikkun Ezra says, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Ahava, Yira Ahava, Torah Mitzvah. Torah is always the Vav. Torah always corresponds to the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Luchais, Arkon Vav, Rochon Vav. V'al-yidei she-mekasher p'nimiyas machshavtoi b'shas asiyas ha-masa-matn el ha-toyro kanal. Now watch how Rabbeinu Zal takes this confusing, seemingly chas v'sholem gibberish. In other words, something that we don't understand it at all in practical terms, in physical terms. What's the Arizal saying? V'al-yidei she-mekasher p'nimiyas machshavtoi b'shas asiyas ha-masa-matn el ha-toyro kanal. A Jew going out to work. We know, we're not asking him to put his brain completely in Torah, otherwise he's going to sell a $500 ring for 30 cents and he's going to go broke in 2 minutes. That's stupid. So there's no question at all that part of his brain has to be used in the Masu Matan that he's doing physically. Which part? Only the Chitzonius. The Pnimius HaMachshava has to be Dovuk to Hashem, has to be Dovuk to the Torah, specifically, Rabbeinu Zal said in the first chapter. So when a person who's going out to do Masu Matan, who's going out into the business world, when he takes his Pnimius HaMachshava and hooks it up to the Torah, that's this concept. He's in the business world, which is a very low level. We would compare that to the Olam HaAsiyah. He's taking the Pnimius of his Chochma Bina Das and elevating it into Yetzirah, because we said Yetzirah as a whole is represented by Torah. Zeu Bechinas Pnimius HaMoichin Da'asiyah. Rabbeinu Zal says that's this term that the Arizal uses about the Pnimius HaMoichin Da'asiyah. Hainu shel hamasa umatn shehu bechinas asiya. Business is a bechina of asiya. That's the terminology that's used to go out and make a living. Make a living, asiya. Masa umatn is a bechina of asiya. She'ile el hayitzira dainu ha-Torah kanal. He takes his pnimis ha-machshava and puts it into the Torah. By doing that, he's taking the chokhmah bina das of asiya and elevating it to yitzira. Umalchus de asiya. And as a result, the malchus of the Olam HaAsiyah, haynu bechinas ha-emuna shebemasu matan kanal. Before we were talking about the pnimis ha-machshava, which was the pnimis of the chokhmah bina das of the masa umatn, of the asiyah. Now we're talking about the emuna of the masa umatn, the emuna that's involved in doing business. Rabbeinu Zal says, umalchus da'asiyah haynu bechinas ha-emuna shebemasu matan oilam v'oilamehem, because its function is to pick out nitzutzais from among the klipais and to rise up with those nitzutzais. V'alidei she'ola chochma bina das da'asiyah li'yitzira, and because of the fact that the first move was made, the initiative was taken, the chochma bina das of asiyah jumped up to yitzira, ayidei ze yesh mokoim l'malchus la'alais la'asiyah. That's what makes a vacuum, that's what makes room for this Shekhinah coming up with a whole new package. The question is, there's new products being brought in. In other words, we had a room that was full. We had a unit of 10 spheroids that was occupying a certain amount of space. It was full. Now the Shekhinah wants to be Mekari, new Nefoshes to the Kedusha. There simply is no room for them within this room. How do we create room? By the Chochma Bina Das of Asiyah going up to the next world, that creates a vacuum. That leaves room for everything to bump up, slide up a level, so that somebody new can get in on the ground floor now. The Shekhinah can come up from Ibn HaKlipais, bringing up new customers, new Nitzutzais, and there's room for them to be contained within the boundaries, within the Gvul of the Kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal says now, V'ayidei she'olo chochma bina das da'asiyah li'yitzira, ayidei ze yesh mokoim l'malchus la'alais la'asiyah. Gam ayidei she'olo chochma bina das li'yitzira, also through the fact that the chochma bina das went up to yitzira, dehainu ayidei she'mekashe machshavtei la'tayra, by this person attaching his machshava to the tayra, ayidei ze mekabeles ho'emuna, koyach levare hanitzutzais manaklipos v'lalamehem. That's also what gives koyach to the emuna. What gives fuel to the Shekhinah? It needs energy to be able to do this, to be able to do this pulling motion. What generates the pull? It's the Chochma Bina Das. In other words, Malchus is the Leslo Migarmo Klum. It has zero power on its own to do anything. It's only when it's given energy, when it's given a boost of energy from things above it, that's what gives it the power to do anything. So it's therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, how does it happen? al yadahin oyde shem kash machtash va tayra oyde shem kal samuna qiyah va ani tusmina klibas las mehem ki balay ze ha qiyah ha ya efshar she yisakh zugam hem bi atsman bo emuna khas sham bikdam kaviyakho an effect of pigam in the shchina ach al yadei shem kashrim pnimi samachshava el atayra. Through the fact that this is the whole point of gambalai das nefesh loytoiv, nefesh is malchus, meisir oznoi mishmaya taira gam tfilosai tayeva. Malchus without chachma is zero, tfila without taira is nothing, business without taira is nothing, emuna without das is nothing. Rabbi Nizal says because then it's very easy for the klipos to grab onto the emuna and distort it. A person who's an am ha'oretz who tries to be a chassid, his chassidus goes to the birds because his chassidus dictates to him that being a chassid means eating a lot of bread with simcha on Pesach. Well, eating gives him strength. Simcha, so he eats a whole big meal before davening when you're not supposed to. That's no good. So we see it's only when you have the protection of the Torah, the koyach of the emuna coming from the Torah, that's when the emuna has power to be able to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. Va'azai nasis milchama. And through this whole process, there is generated a milchama. Rav Enazal says, ki tzorech lilchay mimohem lohitzi ani tzutzes mihem, because this involves a milchama. This is not an easy process, this stealing out of nitzutzes from Ibein HaKlipos. It's via a milchama. The Shekhinah has to go into battle with the Klipos to be able to rob these nitzutzes from them. What fuels the Shekhinah? The fuel for the Shekhinah is this Torah, the fact that the person was madvik machshavtoi in Torah. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh pirush." With this, we can understand an explanation to the pasuk: "Ki seitzei la milchama aleivecha unesanei Hashem alakecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivyo." Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh pirush ki seitzei la milchama ki seitzei zebechinas masu matam." The term "going out" refers to parnosa, refers to masu matam. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, smach zavul. So ki seitzei refers to going out to do business. Ki masu matam nikro bechinas tseisecha. Masoman is called Seisecho. Ki afal pishe Zvulon v'Yisochor shovim. Although Zvulon and Yisochor are equal in certain concepts, why? Machmashe Zvulon hoye maspik l'Yisochor. Because Zvulon was the one who supported Yisochor. V'nemar olov, and it says about him, smach Zvulon. He's the one who's given the bracha first, and he's given the bracha of simcha, which is the highest level of kiddusha. V'simcha soylam aroshem, that's keser, that's all kinds of fabulous things. Still, al kol ze nikrot seisecha. Still, the term that's attributed to the avoida of Zvulun is called a bechina on a higher level than the masu matan, which is referred to as the bechina of chitzonius. Vehi lemalo me avoida sa masu matan, and that is definitely above the avoida of doing business. So when a person who's forced to go out to work every day, davens to Hashem, Hashem save me from this, let me be zeich to spend more time in the study of Torah, it's not that he's saying that by going out to do work, he can't accomplish anything in Kiddusha. He accomplishes spectacular tikkunim. But Rabbi Nizal says it's still considered a bechina of tseisecha, whereas the study of Torah is referred to as a bechina of oyholecha. Yaakov ishtom, yoyshev oyholim, but oyholei shel Torah. Rabbi Nizal is going to bring soon. Rabbi Nizal says, "Af al pi shegam hamaso matan hi avoida gedayla." Although maso matan is a very, very great avoida, so therefore these people who sit in yeshiva all day and learn should not dare chas v'shalom to look down on those people who go out to learn a livelihood b'kedusha the right way, because Rabbi Nizal says that's avoida gedayla ki hu maspik es haTalmud Chacham, because he's the one who supports the Talmud Chacham, sustains the Talmud Chacham. V'nemar olav smach zvulon, and the Torah HaKadosha gives him such a big bracha, smach zvulon al kol ze still mikro tseisecho, it's called the bechina of tseisecho neged avoidas haTorah shi bechinas yisochor b'yolah v'kitzonius, this is called tseisecho. Ki af al pikein avoidas haTorah lamala yoyser, because still the avoid of Torah is more important. So that when a person wakes up in the morning and he knows that the first thing he's going to do, let's say, is go to shul and daven, but the first major quantity of the day he's going to be spending and going out to work, he shouldn't look at that as the tachlis. His tachlis in the day is he can't wait till he'll be able to grab a few minutes for the study of Torah. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'chein kol madrego madrego neged hamadrego shelamala mimeno nikro hamadrego shelamata tseisecho neged hamadrego shelamala shenikro ayalecho. Rabbeinu Zal is reviewing for you a rule in Kabbalah b'chlal, that whenever we talk about two levels, the level that's above is always referred to as the level that's above. The when you have two levels, one is above, one is below, the one below is always referred to as the bechina of chitzaini compared to the one above, period. It on itself could be considered very, very great, but everything is relative. Everything has to be put in perspective. So in perspective, if this is above it, this is referred to as chitzonius. Rabbeinu Zal brought it in another Torah, if you recall, referring to the two avodos of the tzaddik emes, his achila and shtiyah, and his sichas chorin, versus his avodas Hashem, his Torah and tefillah, that this is chitzonius, this is pnimius. And Rabbeinu Zal said there very clearly that you can have a tzaddik who his eating chalent is on a much higher level than another person's being mefalpel and Torah. Why? He's in a different island. This one's asiya, this one's atzilus, within one round of spheroids. So there's no comparison at all. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vafilu misha oived Hashem yisporach bedveikus," so that even a person who serves Hashem with dveikus, im kolze, still, neged hamadrego shelamala mimena oid, compared to a second individual who's on a higher level than him, nikra afilu dveikus bechinas tseisecha. This guy's dveikus on the ground floor, compared to a person on the eighth floor, his dveikus is referred to as a bechin of tseisecha, a bechin of chitzainis, going out, outside. Vizehu, this is what the pasuk means when it says ki seitz, that the act of going out to do business is ki oz hushas milchama im ha'ivim kanal. That's a time of doing battle against the enemies. Who are the enemies? The klipos, ki tzorech levarer ulahalois hanitzutzeis mehem kanal. The person has to lift up and elevate the nitzutzeis of kiddusha mi bein haklipos. Vizehu, and this is what the pasuk says, unesonoi Hashem Elokecha biyodecha, and Hashem will place him where? In your hands. Ze bechinas emuna. The hands are the bechina of emuna. We were talking about duchening with the hands, the bracha ish emunais, rav brachais. That unesonoi Hashem Elokecha biyodecha ze bechinas emuna. Kamo yishekosu vayehi yodov emuna. His hands were emuna. It's through emuna, it's the emuna whose function it is to do melchama loyevecha, to do the melchama against the klipos and rob nitzutzais of kedusha from them. But where does the emuna get its fuel from, its koyach from? Vizehu, that's why the last two words in the pasuk are vishaviso shivyoi. Don't leave the emuna by itself, because the emuna by itself is helpless. It's zero. It's deleslo migarma klum. It's dalos. It's poor. Vishaviso shivyo is a bechinas ha-toyro. The term shevi refers to the toyro. Kemoshe kosu, as the pasuk says, oliso lamoroim shaviso shevi. The pasuk says about the Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up very high, and he captured a capturing. What did he capture? He captured the Torah from the Malachim. So we did see that the term shevi refers to the Torah, biodecho refers to emuna. It's through the histashrus of these two items, Torah and emuna, which are basically Torah and tefillah, that's what affects all tikkunim. Any tikkun within the Jewish religion is totally in these two things, chachma and malchus, taira and tefillah. The tzaddik, the Rebbe, the Talmud, the sun and the moon, everything. There isn't a taira in Likutei Moran that can't, there isn't a taira, there isn't a line in Gemara or in Chumash that can't be hooked up to one, plugged into one of these two things, chachma or malchus, taira, tefillah.
So all this is saying that even a person who's not involved with Hanasa, I mean, who's involved in studying Torah, can accomplish all these things.
How?
Because he has the previous...
Exactly. In other words, this is how you see what's another way of looking at this Torah. These two people, Zechon Yidei Chachamim, he's handing over $50 a week or whatever to somebody who sits in the Oihel of Torah and sits and learns all day. Who's the one doing the business? These two hook up together, they're able to do this whole process of being Mabarav and Itzutzais, the Chachma B'Nadas of Asiyah going up to Yetzirah, and this whole thing is accomplished.
we said before earlier about the mufflers come, you know, when they come to the advanced calls from Yitzhira,
from Asiya to Yitzhira.
The mufflers from that.
Exactly.
Okay? But the mufflers will only go up to the level of Yitzhira.
Exactly. But so the question is, what has it accomplished? What has it accomplished? It has brought up with it a whole load of new customers who were originally Mivein HaKlipos, who it was now Metaher, and now they're within the boundary of Kiddushin. Now it can start climbing levels within. In other words, that we're not discussing in this Torah. In this Torah, we're simply discussing a two-step procedure, a two-step kata, lavdol. We have the Chochma Bnei Das going up, the Malchus coming in. In other places in the Kisvei Arizal, it talks about other mitzvahs, for example, the Kiddush that we make on Friday night. The Arizal gives a whole explanation how through the act of saying Kiddush on Friday night, a person is mala, lifts up the Malchus from the ground floor, way, way on bottom, all the way up to Chochma Bina Das. How? Yain is always an inyan of Malchus. V'yein, we have in the Megillah, we're going to read the Megillah soon. V'yein Malchus Rav Kera Malach. A person pours the wine into the cup, that's the malchus on its lowest level. And wine bechlal is zocha na'aseh roish, lo zocha na'aseh roish. So the wine starts off as a davar povum in a sense. It's the shechina mibein haklipos. By using it for kiddush, kiddush is chachma. Kiddush, kaddish li kol b'chor, we said. Right away, he's hooking up the malchus and the chachma. Now, when he takes the kiddush cup and he pours it on the table, and he picks it up from the table. In other words, the first thing he does is he pours it on the table. That by that act alone, pouring the wine for the sake of Kiddush, that alone is elevating the Malchus from Ibein HaKlipos, bringing it into the gamut of Kiddusha. By the act of picking up, by the act of lifting up the Kais wine and holding it around, lifting it up and holding it around the Tiburai, around his belly button, around that area, he has taken the Malchus and lifted it up via Netzach HaYisoid, and by holding on to it first with both hands and then putting it into the right, the hands are Chesed Gevura, Tiferes. He starts off bringing this Malchus all the way into Chesed Gevura, Tiferes, shifting into only Chesed, which is the top of that unit. Then when he's Noisein Eino Bakois, when he looks, when he makes the bracha, bracha tashem b'kana b'ri pri hagofen, and he looks into the kais, that's when he's taking the malchus and shining into it, chachma bina and das, the eyes of the pikeach. So here you see a whole description of a procedure where he lifts it up all the levels. In this table, we're just talking about this two-step procedure.
So that's
where
the
Talmud Chacham
already gets the chacham and
olavana. Right.
In
a way. But which one, who's the real mashpia? Exactly. Who's the mashpia, the Oni or the Baal Tzedaka? Which one does more for who, the Gemara says. Yoyser imashe Baal HaBayis. In other words, more than what the Baal HaBayis does for the Oni does. So in another way, it's that baloney. You're giving him the $50, he's giving you back 50 times more. That's this concept, chas v'shalom, of Dalgei, was your tool in Shri Yeshiva, that they let you sneak into a place that's loaded with Kedusha. You're a garbage can. You're not associated with Torah or anything. You're a businessman. What allows you to have an achiza in Kedusha? The fact that your mashpia, this toy stuff, this monopoly money, they're mashpia to you back 50 times over. The chef of Kedusha. So that's the point, never to forget who's giving to who. Would you say that Malchus is giving to Chachma? That sounds ridiculous. It's Chachma that's always referred to as shining into the Malchus. What's that?
In the practical sense, how does a person
completely
must
Rabbeinu Zal said in his Torah that a person constantly throughout the day, anything going on in business, he has to, in other words, a person who has shiurim on a constant basis, he goes to a shiur, he's constantly learning Torah. If he goes with Tmimus, he'll be in the middle of work, he'll either remind himself of something he learned that morning or he heard in a shiur last night, or somebody will say something to him about buying oranges, and they'll say it in a certain way where it'll bring out a bad Torah from him. He'll hit the guy, he'll use that as an excuse to say Torah, or it'll remind him, it'll hook in somehow to something he learned. A bracha, what bracha do you make on this thing? All kinds of different things. Besides the general attitude of constantly being double contained. In other words, no matter what you're doing at work, constantly thinking about the Sukkah and Mugamaras or Likud Emaran or anything that you possibly can in Torah. But Bechlal, the mikra, it's constantly happening accidentally without you thinking. A person who Bechlal is Talmid Chacham, meaning he attends Shiurim, will find that the norm is that he'll have different kinds of thoughts of Kiddushin, why is it wrong?
Unless you're doing work that requires a great deal of concentration, right. How do you separate and say that, okay, this is a Chesonius that I'm thinking of? How do you...
You have to be careful. And I gave an example. If it could ever come to a level, chas v'shalom, you have people, obviously you hear about this, if you're on business, you hear, a guy says, I got so involved in a sale, I had a customer come into my store, I had to talk to them for a long time, or I got so involved in a program or something, that I missed mincha. Person goes to a minyan every day, 2 o'clock at work or something like that, he got so involved in it that he missed mincha, forget it. The guy lost his head. He forgot what he was going to work for. He forgot that every single thing that any Jew does, from morning to night, the purpose is Hashem. It's not money. What are you? You're such a moron. The things that your kids do, 3-year-old kids play Monopoly, they play with the coins. That's what you fell into. You took this to be a whole entity on its own. The computers or the selling cameras or whatever you're doing, that became an entity to you. That's zero. It's a means. All it is, it's a means. You can't support a wife, or you can't have lights in your house unless you can pay certain bills. What do I need light for? I need light to eat? Then I'm a cow. A cow needs light to eat. I don't need light to eat. You need light to learn Torah. Everything you do has to be, your thought, your mind has to be, how do I use it for the Kiddusha, for mitzvahs, for Torah? So no matter what level of work a person is doing, anything, he has to see to it never to let go completely. Just like the Gemara says, for example, it comes to relations between a husband and wife. This is an item that a person gets involved in. The seriousness of this item, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring on, because this is an item that involves the whole body from head to toe. So what's the warning that the Gemara gives, that the Shulchan Aruch gives throughout? Be careful not to let go. In other words, always to have control, that never the body is working on its own with no association to Kiddusha, with no association to Torah. Never that feeling that you forget for a minute that you're hooked up to religion or anything like that. Always you're plugged into religion, and your body is in the middle of doing something else, but not that your mind could ever be totally occupied by anything other than Kiddusha. When the mind is involved in anything that's not Kiddusha, I'm willing to give it 10%, 20%. I'm willing to give it 60%, or 90% sometimes if I really have to concentrate on something. But never, ever, ever chas v'shalom 100%. Because when you do that, that's when you know you're doing it very well. Literally, you're defeating the purpose. The purpose of going out to do business was to accomplish. Same thing with eating. A person sits down to eat. The Shulchan Aruch says, comes to the Sudan of Sekis on Erev Yom Kippur. You can have two people who sit down to a meal where the table could be loaded 6 foot high with food. Two people sit down. One guy consumes half the table. The other guy consumes the other half. One guy gets ganeden for it. The other guy has to go to the bathroom a lot for it. Why? One person, before he started eating, he had enough brains to put on a seatbelt for a minute. Hold on, don't dive in. One pause. Pause the station identification. What do I want to identify? I want to identify the purpose. Why am I going to go through these 6 feet of food? Because Hashem said it's a mitzvah. L'shem sudas hamas. L'shem mitzvahs achila sudam hasefes. When he goes and eats, every speck that he eats is mekusha to kedusha. Hashem gets a nachas from it. And a person who just leaves out that line, or just leaves out that little bit of holding back, he loses himself in the food, he goes into the food with his feet, that's where it becomes truth. That's where it's no good. It's not kosher anymore. You understand? So each person has to figure out for himself, within whatever level he's involved, of work is that, to see to it, never chas v'shalom where he's totally preoccupied by a davar gashmi. Never. That's not possible. Picture the trapped feeling. What's the brain? The brain is the neshama. When you put on the tefillin in the morning, you say, Sheha neshama sheba meichi, im shah chushev. The brain is the neshama. Picture what the neshama, how bad the neshama feels, how much it suffers when it has to get involved bechlal in calculating 24 plus, you know, all the things that go on in business. At least if it has something of kedusha to hold on to, it doesn't totally explode. You take the neshama and you consume it, you surround it completely by gashmius. Picture what kind of suffering chas v'shalom a person puts the neshama through.
Sure.
To say anything here about the chitzonius of the machshava, he showed you clearly that of course a major part of your brain is to be used in your work, any work that you're doing, even if it's physical work. You do physical work without brains, you end up doing the job 10 times, or you end up doing more damage than good. Anything you do, you have to use Seichelon. But always a split. The Pnimius, I'll never let the Pnimius of my Moyach be baseball, to recreation, to exercise, but the Pnimius is always Dovah Kedusha. That's the way a Jew is supposed to be.
Could it be what's on the, I mean, you just had the intention before you began that you're...
That's, I gave you an example of that.
Why are you doing that? I know where I get something. I have to put myself completely in for it, or else I don't do a good job. I'm lost, and I don't know where I am, and I'm finished with it, and then I wake up, oh, I'm here.
You'll see that if you try to do it this way, you'll have more of that slipping. If you don't let go completely, and in the middle of something that you're concentrating on and everything, you remind yourself of a pasuk or a tiny little item of Torah, you're going to see that your chitzonius starts to have much more power than your pnimius had a week ago. The pnimius of your brain a week ago, it took you a day to do this much. You go this route, your chitzonius, Rabbeinu Zal says there's different levels. Your chitzonius will become 50 times as powerful as somebody else's pnimius. You get some of these big talmidei chachamim, big rosh yeshivas, you put them into a job, accounting with a stack, you watch how in 15 minutes they can do what a regular guy can do in a week. Why? Because they've taken the neshama and they haven't misused it. They haven't let it, a person who doesn't do exercises, his muscles become pudgy and zero. They've taken this muscle, the brain, the neshama, and they've exercised it so well that when they're asked to do 30 push-ups, in other words, this item called pranoso, accounting computers, which is the equivalent of 30 push-ups, that's a joke. They do it in 2 seconds. Whereas when they have to use it for real deep thinking, meaning related to Kedusha, that's where it's more Muslim. This is an Eitzah Teva that Rabbeinu Zal is giving you. See, if you follow it, you'll see it will work. Go ahead.
What do you say with this terminology?
Right. Because, in other words, the Arizal says the terminology there, this term of Malach Hashem Soviv Lireyav, refers to a Kedusha that surrounds the person. The Arizal says, what is that referring to? It refers to the tzitzis, which is the vav. Tzitzis is bigamatria 600. The word tzitzis is 600, which is the vav, which is this kedusha. That's an item with which a person surrounds himself. Lavush, just a second. I'm saying there are different psukim that Rabbeinu Zal brings this concept of a lavush being something that surrounds the person. It was this term of sovel, the emunascha svivasecha. Emun is Hashem Malach Geus Lovesh. This concept of something which you cloak yourself, it surrounds you. It's something that goes around in a circle. So the Arizal brings that this pasuk, Chayim Malach Hashem Salareya, Malach, we know, is always a bechin of Yitzira. Because which world are the Malachim to be found in? Yitzira. That refers to the mitzvah of tzitzis. This kedusha which surrounds Lireya, the Yirei Hashem. Who never go to daven without tefillin and tzitzis. Zehu, Baruch Hashem. We'll hold it over here for now. Now, Rav Nosson Zal, you picture this Torah in itself, a person who listened to what we said this week and last week, this is a super bomb. In Likutei Halachos, there are hundreds of pages on this Torah. Rav Nosson Zal opens your eyes, you thought you understood this, watch this. Now I'm going to explain to you 50 halachas related to court cases, related to parnasa, and I'll show you how all of those halachas are tied into what Rabbeinu Zal said here. But we know that next week we're going to try to have a little bit, at least a little bit, from the halachas on this time, and we'll continue.
Next
Sunday is Purim. Probably not, which means the week after. And coincidentally, it looks like we're closing in very shortly, right around Erev Pesach, and it's a shame on a scene on the first half of Likutei Moharan, which is, this is a project that took about 7 years. It's pretty big. Hashem should help us be there for the finish, and to start again. That when they're asked to do 30 push-ups, in other words, this item called parnoso, accounting computers, which is the equivalent of 30 push-ups, that's a joke. They do it in 2 seconds. Whereas when they have to use it for real deep thinking, meaning related to Kedusha, that's where it's more Muslim. This is an Eitzah Teva that Rabbeinu Zal is giving you. See, if you follow it, you'll see it will work. Go ahead.
What do you say with this project?
Right. Because, in other words, the Arizal says the terminology there, this term of Malach Hashem Soviv Lireyav, refers to a Kedusha that surrounds the person. The Arizal says, what is that referring to? It refers to the tzitzis, which is the vav. Tzitzis is bigamatria 600. The word tzitzis is 600, which is the vav, which is this kedusha. That's an item with which a person surrounds himself. Lavush, just a second. I'm saying there are different psukim that Rabbi Nizal brings this concept of a lavush being something that surrounds the person. It was this term of sovel, the emunascha svivaisecha. Emun is Hashem Malach Geus Lovesh. This concept of something which you cloak yourself, it surrounds you. It's something that goes around in a circle. So the Arizal brings that this pasuk, Chayim Malach Hashem Salavayah, Malach, we know, is always a bechina of Yitzira. Because which world are the Malachim to be found in? Yitzira. That refers to the mitzvah of tzitzis, this kedusha which surrounds Lireya, the Yirei Hashem, who never go to daven without tefillin and tzitzis. Zehu, Baruch Hashem. We'll hold it over here for now. Now, Rav Moshe Zal, you picture this Torah in itself, a person who listened to what we said this week and last week, this is a super bomb. In Likutei Halachos, there are hundreds of pages on this Torah. Rav Moshe Zal opens your eyes, you thought you understood this, watch this. Now I'm going to explain to you 50 halachas related to court cases, related to parnasa, and I'll show you how all of those halachas are tied into what Rabbi Nizal said here. But we know that next week we're going to try to have a little bit, at least a little bit, from the halachas on this time, and we'll continue.
Maybe
next Sunday is Purim. Probably not, which means the week after. And coincidentally, it looks like we're closing in very shortly, right around Erev Pesach, and it's a shame on a scene on the first half of Likutei Moharan, which is, this is a project that took about 7 years. It's pretty big. Hashem should help us be able to finish and to start again.